231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful, here with a man that has exploded into a viral phenomenon. You almost can't say it without singing it, but we got Stephen Flo here. Man, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
It's going good, man. I would imagine it's been a wild week for you.
Man, it's been crazy, nonstop notifications on my phone. It's like, from people following me to people sharing stuff to messages, it's going crazy right now.
Like in my line of work, like some of the people that I went to school with, went to college with, they know what I do. And this has been one of those things that like I keep getting sent from those people who aren't even necessarily wrestling fans.
Yeah, a lot of my friends from high school are reaching out to me and saying, yeah, I got people I work with that aren't even wrestling fans are showing me this stuff. It is really cool to hear.
How is that for you going from like, I've asked indie wrestlers, I'm like, who is this guy? They're like, oh, I think he's from the Chicago area. I think he might be trained.
Yeah.
Are you training at freelance or been trained at freelance or something?
No, I wasn't trained at freelance. I was trained by Warwick Stevens. He was also known as Misfit Manners. And also I was trained by the guy that he just recently blew up for doing the cocaine gimmick at JCW.
So I believe I just heard you talk about how cocaine actually came up with the name.
Yeah, he did. It originally started off as a joke like 2 or 3 years ago in a wrestling car ride. Like we were like, well, we do it with like every song we hear. Like we'll just mix up the words just to make a joke out of it. And for Even Flow, it was Steven Flow was the joke. Because my shoot name is Steven. So the whole car would just sing Steven Flo. And then fast forward a couple of years later to the Super Wrestlers where you get all these crazy, wacky gimmicks and characters. After one of the, I think either the third or the fourth show, Cocaine and myself, we went to go hang out with the promoter of that show, Billy Wack, and hang out with him after the show for a little while, talk wrestling and stuff. And it just so happened that Even Flow played over the stereo system. And then Cocaine gives him this big look and he's like, hey, Stephen Flo, and then Billy, like, his face, like, he laughed at first, but then his eyes went like, whoa, hold on, we could do something with this. And then he's like, imagine a super wrestler, Stephen Flo, and he looks right at me, and he's like, you got to do it. Like, you got the look already. Like, you got the fucking long brown hair. Like...
It's such a good fit there, too, because it's more like you're fighting for rewards, prizes, and super wrestlers than, like, championships and things like that. But, like, so had you been working, like, in the ring for a couple of years before this, or?
Yeah.
How was that?
I've been working for about 8 years now.
Okay.
My second year in, I'd say, like, just after reaching two years in, I had shattered my foot in wrestling practice and then was out for 7 months. That was when I was doing a superhero gimmick called Mr. 100. It was literally just the beginning of that phase. It was just like, you know, like Spider-Man first starting out in his little like closet outfit before he evolves into the actual suit kind of thing. It was like me starting off as like a superhero, and then like the second year in, foot shattered, was out for 7 months. Came back in, I think, June or July of 2019. Wrestled a few more matches, and then COVID started, and then was out for another year. And it just felt like there was no wrestling going on at all. It was like all I could do was either watch it or go up to the school. But at the time, it was like it was only me and Cocaine Quinn Wittig, me and him going up to the school, just me and him just doing stuff. Like you could learn a lot just by off of each other, but sometimes you need other people there to bounce some ideas off of and get their chemistry down and stuff.
So for a couple guys who have known each other for quite some time, as it appears that you and Cocaine have, what has it been like to have both of you sort of gain this notoriety almost overnight? That's so wild.
It was so wild, honestly. I had picked him up from, I think, St. Louis the night that he blew up on the internet. I picked him up from St. Louis, and we drove back out here to Chicago. And then... He's like, dude, look at this. Like, this was posted. This match happened today. And like, this has already gotten like 2 million views or whatever it was at the time. Like, man, I was happy for him. And then, like, it's just so crazy that right after he blew up, it was my turn.
That's so phenomenal. Because, I mean, I would assume you all are similar in age. And it seems like you have been in wrestling or around wrestling like almost your entire adult life.
Oh yeah. I've been, well, not in wrestling my entire life, but I've pretty much known wrestling my entire life. My parents named me and my brother after wrestlers. Like, my older brother is named after Eric Bischoff.
And oh, wow.
I'm actually named after Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So your brother is named after the guy that fired the guy who you're named after. That's phenomenal. That is fantastic.
Yeah. So like maybe for as long as I could remember, back to like maybe three or four years old, I've been watching wrestling. Me and my brother wrestled since we were maybe 4 or 5 years old. My brother has autism, not at a very high dose. He's very highly functional, but not to the point where, like, he wanted to wrestle at one point, but now it's he's come to the terms of not, like, maybe I'll just let this be my brother's kind of thing, or like not even like that, but just there's just so many things with the business that I don't think he would take too well, and it would be better just to keep him on that side of the guardrail.
Is he older, younger? Are you all twins? Oh, like
he's older. He's 27.
Okay, so What does he think of what he's seeing, considering you all are named after wrestlers, you've been wrestling fans your whole life, seeing his brother blow up like this?
Yeah, he was so happy. Like, he was, oh my God, Steve, do you see this? It was crazy. But no, he's been sending me, he'll send me a couple memes that he found of me or whatever.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Facebook or something, or he'll send me a couple funny comments that he found. No, he's really happy about it. Yeah,
I'm so interested in learning how the song came together, because it's it's so simple, but it's also hilarious. Like, it's been stuck in my head all week.
The funny part about this song was so Billy Wack, the promoter of the Super Wrestlers, and this guy Alex Fisher. So Alex Fisher, they have their own band, and every Super Wrestler has their own song made. So like, there's another one. There's Delayman Young, the world's slowest chef. There's Cubic Moose, Vlad Bladder, the Teen Vampire. There's like all these crazy gimmicks, and every single one of them has their own special song made by this guy, Alex Fisher. But him and Billy Wack, they took like a karaoke version. Like, I don't know how they did it, but they mixed up Even Flow in some way. And it starts off in like the middle of the song. Like, and then the whole thing is just Steven Flow repeated over and over. And but the funny part about that is, like, I was dying to hear the song.
Yeah.
So, like, I first found out I was gonna be a part of the September show back in maybe June or July of this year. And I was really excited to hear that. And I was like, man, I just can't wait to hear what the Steven Flow was actually gonna sound like. And, I didn't hear Steven Flow until 15 minutes before Super Wrestler starts. I
wouldn't have been able to stop laughing by the time the show did start after hearing that.
I'm like, it's like 15 minutes till the doors open, And then I go over to the sound guy, Alex, and I'm like, can I hear Stephen flow? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. He plays it. And then, like, I fucking fell in love with it immediately as soon as I heard it. And then I'm like, all right, so I got about an hour and a half to come up with this entrance. I'm up, like, I did, the entrance was completely on the fly, just doing whatever felt natural in the moment. And man, just watching the entrance back, the first entrance is, man, I like just.
I mean, that's something you're going to have forever. Right. Like nobody can ever take that from you. That entrance and the way that this has exploded. Like this is,
yeah,
it's fantastic.
So I didn't expect it to go as much as it did, but I mean, I guess it's only up from here now at this point.
So I know that a lot of the things that are done in Super Wrestlers are sort of, I don't want to say confined to that world, but it is its own sort of world. I would imagine you're going to continue to use Stephen Flow outside of that, though, correct?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
How have your booking requests adjusted since then? Have you noticed an influx, or is it still people saying, okay, let's see what this guy's about?
Well, there's a couple that have hit me up asking for, like, matches and stuff. And then there's a couple just straight up asking me, yo, what can I get your information now? Like, I know there was a place out in, there was one out in Canada. There was, I think, a couple in San Diego, Florida, Tennessee.
Hell yeah.
It's all over the place that have hit me up. And yeah, it's definitely going to... definitely going to see a lot more Stephen Flow pretty soon.
I love that. I mean, man, as the week has went on, it's like Vice, Yahoo, all these places are writing about you.
Yeah.
And this character. How has that been for you? Because I mean, I've seen one other interview that you did. I'm talking to you right now. You seemed like such a humble guy, and I can tell it hasn't went to your head. You're taking it very well. And it's got to be incredible for somebody like you who has worked so long.
Yeah, I just see this as a blessing of life, honestly. It's it feels like a moment that very well couldn't have happened. You know, like I could have very well been stuck wrestling at the same spot for the next 20 years. And I was like, I ain't going to be able to do that. No, I got to do this in some way. And yeah, this is, it just feels so crazy. Because I honestly, when I first seen the Stephen Flow stuff go viral, the day of the Super Wrestler show, I wasn't even surprised. I was more like happy in a way. It was, I don't know how to describe the feeling. It was more of a, I was excited, but like not like letting it out, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Definitely a weird feeling, but no, yeah, I definitely don't take this for granted at all. Like I love every minute. I don't take anything back that I've done in this business so far. And
I know that Pearl Jam, I mean, listen, they've had some success since you were born, but largely they came to prominence before you were alive, or even before your brother, in some senses. So I would imagine still you were familiar with the band, because they're that kind band that is hard to escape anyway.
Yeah, my parents, they're born in the early 60s. So
that time then, the perfect time for it.
Yeah, I grew up listening to classic rock music. And I was born in 99. My brother was born in 97. But throughout the 2000s, I grew up listening to classic rock music and 90s rock music and all that stuff.
Let the people know where they can follow you, where they can support you, all that stuff. Obviously, I wanted to talk to you, find out about this viral phenomenon. And obviously, I'm in Chicago all the time We got to do an in-person interview sometime when I'm there. But
let
the people know where they can support you.
Well, at the Super Wrestlers, obviously March 9th at the Concord Music Hall is the next Steve and Flo appearance. You could also find me at other shows like Wrestle League or ARW that's out in Northwest Indiana. I sometimes go up to Wisconsin for a couple places. Steve and Flo is March 9th at the Concord Music Hall. And if anything comes up before then I'll definitely be posting that on my socials.
Guys, make sure you check him out. Make sure you support him. It's one of those things that you just love about wrestling. It's fun. It's entertaining. Steven, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was nice meeting you.
Until next time, my friends, we are out.
All right.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.